You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This morning, I'd like to talk about a certain character. Now, through his eye, let's see what the Lord wants us to see.
这个人, 圣经里并没有名字,
and this person does not have a name in the Bible. But it's a very definite position he has in the Bible.
因为他是在罗马,
because he is a centurion in the Roman army.
马太福音27章这样记载,
in the Matthew 27, it was recorded.
有一个百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事, 就极其害怕。
Because it's in Matthew 27, verse 54. It says, and when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly,
他说,
this was the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个百夫长在那里喊叫说,
you see, the centurion was shouting there, said, this is truly the Son of God.
耶稣啊,
he said, Jesus, you're truly the Son of God. You see, he is not a Jew. He's a Roman citizen. He's an officer. Actually, when Jesus was crucified,
我们读圣经有时候就忽略这件事情。
When we read the Bible, we seem to neglect this point.
认为他只是在犹太当地所发生的事情, 因为他和犹太祭司长当中有争执。
As if that was just happening, something in the land of Judah, in the land of Jews, because it has something to do with their own people.
但事实上耶稣钉十字架也和罗马的政权发生极大的关系。
And actually, this crucifixion's got a lot to do with the government of the Roman Empire.
因为犹太人把耶稣送上十字架的路是什么?
Because the road that the Jews sent Jesus to the cross.
他们的借口是说, 这个人要来做犹太人的王。
Their accusation is that this man shall come as the king of Jews. So the Roman government has to take care of this matter.
所以耶稣基督钉十字架不仅是犹太发生的事, 连列国中间在罗马中间也是一件大事。
So this crucifixion is not as a big thing, big event among the Jews. It also, this is the event of the whole nations. If we step into the shoes of this centurion and watch this event happening before us. Actually, this centurion sure knew a lot of things at that time, with a lot of information passing through him. And actually, from what happened at that time, Jesus was quite a famous person. Maybe he was only a son of a carpenter.
他在加利利行走, 在那里医病赶鬼,
while he's walking through the Galilee and was healing the sick and spread the word and heal the sick and cast out demons. But because all these things were so extraordinary.
不知不觉,
and so he became the center of the conversation at that time.
有些人说他是好人,
some people say he's a good man, but actually some people would actually say that he's possessed by demon.
有些人说他若不是好人, 他怎么能行神迹?
Because some people say, well, if he's not a good man, how can he perform all these miracles? But then still, people say that because he has Beelzebub, that's why he can cast out demons.
所以不管怎么样,
so, never, and under any circumstances, he's not an ordinary man.
他的教训不像是一般法利赛人, 不像是那些文士。
His teaching is so special. It's not like those of the scribes and the Pharisees.
因为他的教训受到人的心里去。
Because his teaching really penetrate into human hearts.
他所传讲的信息扎心，叫人心里面不能不面对他所发的问题。
Because his message is so penetrating and that people would just have to pay attention.
但是没有想到过了不多的时候，他的门徒中间有一个竟然来到巡抚，来到祭司长那里。
But least expected, one of the disciples would actually come before the government.
他们商议好怎么样捉拿出卖耶稣。
And he was trying to betray him.
所以这个百夫长本来从一个旁观的地位，他所知道一切资料，现在变成跟他有直接的关系了。
So this centurion just through all the hearsays, and now he actually come across face to face to this man.
他本来可以远远的看这个人所做的事情，和他没有太多的关系。
Before he just watched from a distance what this man was doing.
但是巡抚的命令下来。
But then the officer's command is come to him.
我不晓得是不是这个百夫长，但是总有一位带兵的军官，他从巡抚命令手里接受了命令。
So I don't know whether it's exactly this centurion, but there are certain centurion received an order.
他们到克西马尼园里受了一个命令，跟密报要来捉拿耶稣。
And they receive this information that they are supposed to go and arrest this man in the middle of night.
晚上一队的军兵来到克西马尼园，带着灯笼、火把、刀棒。
So all this army, they brought their torches and their weapons, and they just come to this garden.
他们到了那里，犹大就用亲嘴的暗号来卖他的老师，卖他的父子。
When they got there, the soldier got there, and Judah used the sign of a kiss.To reveal who Jesus is.
我们不知道那些百夫长在那里捉拿的时候有什么样的心情。
So we really don't know what does that centurion feel at that time when Jesus was arrested.
他们没有直接感情的关系。
Of course, they have no emotional tie at all.
但是他们只是来执行一个命令。
Because they just do their duty.
但是他们还是要发出一个这个命令说，要逮捕耶稣。
But then this command was passed to them that they should arrest this man, Jesus.
这位耶稣却向他们先说，你们找谁？
But this Jesus actually was asking them when he saw the soldiers, say, who are you looking for?
这些百夫长或者他的军兵说，我们找拿撒勒人耶稣。
So they say, yes, we're looking for Jesus and the Nazarene.
耶稣说，我就是。
And then Jesus said, yet I am.
圣经里面记载说，当耶稣说"我就是"的时候，整队的精兵往后倒在地上。
And the Bible recorded when Jesus said "I am," all the soldiers just fell down.
这些军兵不晓得遭遇什么大的力量，全部倒在地上。
So what's the great power that makes them all fall down?
以后主耶稣再说，我就是你们所找的那一个人。
And then later on, Jesus said it again. Yes, I am the one that you're looking for.
他们就把他带到巡抚那里。
And then they arrested him and brought him to the governor.
日夜在那里审判。
And then just go through the trial that very night.
马太福音27章里面记载审判的情形非常的详尽。
And it was recorded very, very in detail in the Bible.
他们说，巡抚问他说，你是犹太人的王吗？
Yes, the governor asked him, "Are you the king of Jews?"
耶稣说，你说的是。
Then Jesus said, "What you said is true."
其他的圣经里面记载说。这话是你说的呢，还是他们论我所说的呢？
And there's other places recorded that. Is this what you said or other people claim that?
他们犹太人控告他的名目，说他拆毁圣殿。
Because the Jews accuse him of destroying the temple.
他们找了许多假见证在巡抚的面前要告他。
So they find a lot of false witnesses and try to accuse him in front of the governor.
但是个人所看见的个人所做的见证都不能相合。
But then all those witnesses cannot really agree on one point.
这个审判是大祭司的院子里面，不，这个审判是在巡抚的面前。
And this, the, when this trial is happening,
而这些军兵都站在那里围观。
And with all the soldiers watching,
他们所听见一切控告耶稣的话。
They've heard all those accusations.
没有一个能够相合的。
But none of the witnesses can really agree on between themselves.
我们知道为什么有这些控告说他要拆毁圣殿。
So we do know why does that accusation come, where does that accusation come from, that he would destroy the temple. Because it did record it in the book of John, once Jesus said to them,
他说, 这个圣殿是46年才造成的。
He said, this temple you come to worship, it was built in 46 years.
但有一天你们要拆毁这个圣殿,
but one day you shall destroy it.
但是三天内我要叫他重新建立。
But in 3 days, I shall recover it.
这些话门徒起先也不明白。
And at first, all these disciples didn't understand at all.
圣经里面记载说, 到他死了以后, 他们就明白他是以他自己的身体为殿。
In the Bible recorded, later on, after Jesus died, then the disciples were reminded, yes, what Jesus indicated, what Jesus really meant is that this temple is his body.
所以有很多的事情,他们在那里控告耶稣,都是没有根据的。
So there's a lot of things they accuse Jesus that is based on something they really don't understand.
但是你知道,
but you see, but that court is pretty similar to the old style court of our own country.
有理没理,你进了衙门,
doesn't matter whether you are innocent or not. When you got into before the judge, you get beaten up first. Now who's gonna do that?
圣经里面就记载说，这些兵丁把耶稣鞭打了。
And then it was recorded, those soldiers just beat him up.
但是你知道，这些刑责并没有办法把耶稣定罪。
But all these punishment cannot really sentence. It's not really the sentence.
比拉多在那里寻找他怎么样能够定耶稣的罪。
And the Pilate trying to Pilate was trying to convict him.
他最后好像跟耶稣说, 他们告你这么多话, 你一句都不回答吗?
And at last he said, well, that all from when you face all these accusations, you don't even want to answer just one thing.
弟兄姊妹们, 这真是稀奇的事情。
Now this is a marvelous thing.
人都是要把自己的理说明的。
Because as from human nature, wanted to explain things away, wanted to give reasons.
但是耶稣基督却从来不为自己辩白。
But Jesus never argued for himself.
以赛亚书53章里面特别讲到耶稣基督好像被宰的羔羊。
In Isaiah 53, it did indicate that Jesus is like the lamb is to be slaughtered.
羊在剪毛人的手下默默无声。
And just like the lamb under the hand of the shearer and have no sound.
他也是这样不开口。
And he's just like that, not opening his mouth.
等到比拉多不能审判耶稣所什么名堂的时候,
so when Pilate cannot really convict him of any kind of crime,
他又想到他在西律的属下。
And then he remembered, well, they are under the jurisdiction of Herod.
所以他就把耶稣送到希律那里再受审判。
So he sent Jesus to Herod.
希律本来久已想看耶稣行一件神迹。
And Herod was very curious. He wanted to see one of those miracles that this man performed.
圣经里面记载说，希律想看耶稣行神迹，耶稣却没有给他行神迹。
But the Bible recorded that he wanted to see all these miracles, but Jesus did not let him.
因此希律就藐视他。
And Herod was just despised him.
弟兄姊妹们, 好像耶稣的名声超过他的实质啊, 所以希律藐视他。
So it seems that his fame is greater than the truth. So Herod despised him.
圣经里面记载说, 他叫兵丁给他穿上华丽的衣服。
So he ordered the soldier to put on this wonderful garment on Jesus.
然后把他送回了巡抚比拉多的衙门。
And then send him back to the governor.
这一来就热闹了。
And then when this happened,
他们把他当众的戏弄。
And then they mock him.
一面鞭打了他, 一面又给他戴上荆棘的冠冕, 叫他穿上紫色的衣袍。
Not only they whipped him, but also they put a red robe around him, and then put a crown of thorn on his brow.
这个紫颜色的衣服是那个时候尊贵的人才能穿的。
And this color was really a color of a noble man.
兵丁却在那里戏弄。
But the soldier was mocking him.
他们对他下拜说，恭喜啊，犹太人的王。
And then they worship him in jest and say, oh, congratulations, you, the king of Jews.
吐唾沫在他的脸上。
And then spit on his face.
然后拿苇子打他。
And then they whip him with a reed.
然后又把这苇子放在他的手里，当作权杖。
And then they put this reed in his hand as a scepter.
弟兄姊妹们，你想想看，这个戏弄是什么滋味？
So can you imagine this kind of a mocking?
耶稣却没有说什么。
But Jesus did not say a word.
他们几次犹太的巡抚想要释放他。
So many times the governor wanted to release him.
有一次他甚至说，因为他的夫人从家里面来对比拉多说。
And one day he was, he really wanted to release him because his wife sent a message to him.
因为他的夫人是犹太人。
Because his wife is a Jew.
他说我在梦里面为这个人受了许多的苦啊。
He said, in my dream, I suffered a lot for this man.
这个义人的事情一点不可以管。
He said, this man is a righteous man, and don't you have anything to do with it.
所以比拉多就想要释放耶稣。
So Pilate actually wanted to release him.
照着犹太人的规矩，每年逾越节的时候，他们可以要求释放一个人。
So according to the custom, every Passover, the governor can release a criminal, a prisoner to the people.
因为犹太节犹逾越节是一个释放的日子。
Because the Passover is a day of deliverance.
他们却不晓得这位被杀的耶稣就是因着他，所以叫众人都能得到释放。
But actually, he did not know that Jesus, this is the one that can bring deliverance to all people.
比拉多在那里问说，你们要我释放你们的王吗？
So Pilate just asked the crowd, hey, do you want me to release you, your king?
他们却回答说，除了该杀，我们没有别的王。
But the crowd answered, we have no king but Caesar.
他们却在那里呼召呼吁说，我们要释放，求你释放巴拉巴。
But they say, oh, we want Barabbas.
这个巴拉巴是谁呢？
But who is this Barabbas?
这个是带兵起头叛乱而被捉拿的。
Barabbas is one of the rebels, one of the rebels.
他在作乱时候也杀过人。
And he did kill a lot.
但是犹太人却宁愿要巴拉巴，不要耶稣。
But the Jews rather have the
Barabbas
released to them rather than Jesus.
比拉多一再地问他说，你们如果要我释放巴拉巴，那个称为基督的，你们要我把他怎么办呢？
And Pilate just asked them, if you want Barabbas, and what about this Jesus who claimed himself to be the king?
他们就说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And then the crowd was shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
十字架的刑罚不知道什么时候开始。
Nobody knows when the stack started.
但是却是一个最残忍的刑罚。
But that the crucifixion is the most cruel punishment.
被定罪的人全身的重量挂在几口钉子上面。
The whole body weight was hung on the wound.
全身的重量使他的身体撕裂。
And the weight of the body was just tear the body apart.
但是又没有很大的伤口。
But there's no big wounds.
所以血一点一点的流出，一点一点流出。
So the blood just flowing out little by little.
一直到流尽为止。
Until the blood is all gone.
在被挂十字架的，在钉在十字架上的时候。
And when the prisoner was on the cross,
完全不能行动。
He cannot move a bit.
最残忍的刑罚。
This is the most cruel punishment.
耶稣被定了十字架的罪。
And Jesus was being sentenced into crucified.
不仅是这样，当他受刑的时候，还要背着十字架一路过去。
And not only that, before that, he is supposed to carry his own cross and went to the place.Where he will be crucified.
也许这就是耶稣为什么对他的门徒说，若有人要跟随我，就当舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
So that's why Jesus was teaching the disciples before, that whosoever wants to follow me shall carry up his own cross and follow me.
几年前有一位弟兄，他就是愿意背着十字架巡游世界一圈来见证耶稣基督。
Quite a few years ago,There's one brother who wanted to do something for this, that he carried a big cross and just walked around the whole world.
但是他的十字架底下有个轮子的。
But in his cross, he fixed two little wheels on it.
好像背的是轻一点的。
So that it would be easier.
但是耶稣背的十字架却没有这么便宜。
But the cross that Jesus was carrying is not that easy.
因此他走到精疲力竭。
So when he actually walked to the place of execution, he's totally exhausted.
甚至要一个人替他把十字架背到哥哥他。
He's so exhausted that he can't even do that, and somebody has to help him.
弟兄姊妹们，这些事情的发生，兵丁都是在场的目击者。
All these things happening, all the soldiers was observed by all the soldiers.
如果耶稣走得慢一点，也是他下鞭子叫他走快一点。
You see, if Jesus was walking too slowly, the soldier might be the one that's starting to whipping him.
罗马的兵丁是世界上训练最精良的部队。
And the Roman soldiers are the most fierce among in the whole history.
他们只知道接受命令，却没有半点的同情。
They only know how to do their duty and have no sympathy at all.
当他们把耶稣带到十字架，带到哥哥他的时候
，When they brought Jesus to Golgotha,
兵丁就拿苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝。
And then the soldiers sent Jesus this wine with the bitter
bitter
gall.
耶稣尝了就不肯喝。
And then when Jesus tasted of that, he would refuse to drink it.
我想当时钉十字架的时候，为了怕犯人大叫大闹吵扰不安。
I think at that time they were trying to stop the prisoner from wailing.
就给他喝酒。
So they want to really get him drunk.
把他灌得半醉。
Until he was just about half drunk.
这样就好处理一点。
Then it's easier.
但是耶稣却不肯喝。
But Jesus refused to take that.
他在清清楚楚的时候，清醒的时候，要背负世人的罪担。
You see, he want to carry all our sins, the burden of our sins, when he was fully awake.
苦胆调和的酒可能有点麻醉的作用。
And also that the wine might have a little bit anesthetic effect.
但是耶稣却不肯喝。
But Jesus does not want to take that.
圣经里面记载，他们就把他的外衣剥了，为他的礼，为他的研究分他的外衣。
And so the
问他的礼衣研究。
So they took off his outer garment, and they tore that apart and shared that, and then they cast lot for the inner garment.
这一位。背负世人罪孽的耶稣
，and this Jesus who bore all the sins for the whole world。
圣经里面记载说，人子在地上没有枕头的地方。
It was recorded in the Bible that Jesus does not even have a place to put down his head。
他在地上所有的财产
，and
都在他身上。
All his belongings are those clothes。
他们把他的外衣分作四片。
They tore up his cloak into four pieces。
我想这个分下来还可以做其他衣服的材料。
And I believe they just want the material.
但是为他的礼衣却拈阄。
But for the inner garment, they did not tear it apart, and they cast lot for it.
为什么呢
？Why？
圣经里面记载说，因为这是上下一片制成的。
Because in the Bible is recorded that was without the seam, it was knit as a whole piece.
稀奇啊。
This is a very strange thing.
因为这个内衣是最最珍贵的人才穿的内衣。
Because this kind of an inner garment was can only be worn by the most noble man.
许多人根本没有内衣可穿。
And a lot of people don't even have the inner garment.
尤其是，但是这个内衣是上下一片制成的，特别好的料子。
And also this is a specially good one because it was made together without a seam.
这位为我们贫穷的耶稣，却里面穿上是最珍贵的衣服。
But this Jesus who was made poor because of us was have a very very precious inner garment.
为什么呢
？Now why？
因为里面的衣服内衣说出耶稣基督的生命。
Because this inner garment is a symbol for his life.
他的生命上下一片之城，没有一点点缝。
And his life is so blameless.It's a whole.
外衣说到他外面的行为。
His outer garments talking about his behavior.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经里面告诉我们，我们所行的义好像一件破烂的衣服。
And the Bible told us that the righteousness of us is just like filthy rag.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.